Please feel welcoming breeze in the realm of sages. You know, as we know that when we reach some place where somebody is welcoming from the heart, you know, really breeze change, you know, even breeze feels like welcoming. So really feeling that, because they only have heart, so they can only let you feel this breeze, you know, breeze of the heart. So please feel that welcome. And before going into the book, you know, if because of my Hindi English accent, you know, please, if you have any difficulty, so please feel welcomed to ask, or you know, anything which you try to understand and you could not, so please, anyone, everyone, but one by one. That means I'm allowed to read Sanskrit, and certainly you have to be patient, you know, because I will later try to explain. So Krishna was saying that Imam Vivasyate Yogam Proktavan Aham Abhyam Vivaswan Manve Prah Man Ikshwang Ve Abravit. So using this word Abhyam, Abhyam means something which cannot be decayed, you know, where something where rule of decay, you know, rule of diminishing doesn't apply. And if we really open our eyes, we don't see anything like that, you know. Everything in the time, in the space, is to be diminished. So saying, Arjun, I am going to talk about yoga, which will connect you to something which doesn't diminish, you know, which doesn't have this rule of decay, you know, something like it's abhyam, you know, which cannot be spent somehow, like the literal meaning of that is abhyam means cannot be spent, cannot be time cannot consume, like, you know, what we see, you know, like everything is consumed by somehow time and space, you know, everything, whatever we see. And he's saying, I'm going to talk about yoga through which you are out of consumption, kind of, you know, you cannot be consumed, you know, like something, you will connect to something which is not part of time, which is not part of space. And again he's saying that, and I'm not the first one who will be speaking about it. He's saying, of course, in the past, like he is naming Vivaswan Ikshwang like etc., etc. All people who have connected to this abhyam, to this something where diminishing is not possible, all of them also have spoken about that. You know, I will not be the first one to speak about it. Also, people in the past who have been able to connect to that, they also have spoken this way, you know, the way I am going to speak, similar way, they also have spoken. Evam parampara prap imam rajarsayo vidu sakale ne mahata yogo nasta parantap. And he's saying like, because of the time, because of the time spent in between, certainly I will use different language, you know, because certainly people in the past used different language because that was understood in that time. And now I will also speak about same thing, but language will be different, you know, so that you can understand. So what will be difference is the difference of language. Like, you know, I will try to speak in such a way so that you can understand. So, exchange I will make will be only this. Sa eva ayam maya te adya yoga prokta puratana bhakto asi me sakha chet rahasyam hrit uttamam. This yoga is very, very ancient as well as very, very from the present, you know. At the same time, like Krishna is saying that this yoga is very, very ancient, also very, very from the present, you know, at the same time. Like, I will not be speaking anything new, but everything new, kind of, you know, this is what he is trying to say. Certainly, language will be very different. So, if you are seeing from language side, it will be new. But, content will be same. So, if you see from content side, it will be ancient. Like, you know, he's saying that, certainly, if you see from language side, you know, it's certainly going to be new. But if you see from content side, you know, it will have same smell, same aliveness, you know, like nothing from content side, nothing will change. But from language side, everything will change. So he's saying like, you know, I'm going to speak like that. And, you know, another thing which is, I think, really makes, like he's saying that hrit etat uttamam. Because like he's saying like, because for my heart, it seems greatest opportunity to speak to you because I feel that your heart is open. You know, he's saying like two words he is using. He's saying like, bhakto asi, Sakha us, you know, like, because you are my friend devotee, kind of, you know, like you're saying, you know, like it's very difficult to describe this relation, you know, like friend devotee, like he's saying, bhakto asi, sakha asi, because somehow, you know, like if we really see this, why he is using these two words, because if there is someone only devotee, so what is the disqualification of devotee? They don't question. This is like the black side of devotee, you know, being devotee, that you don't question, you really close your eyes, like you put like a kind of, and this is why he's saying like bhakto as, you know, you are devotee, but also my friend, also you can question, you know, like you can really, you will be really questioning me, kind of, you know, like as long as you haven't understood. And this is why my heart feels open to speak, because I think, you know, this is the, I think, the best relationship, you know, one can have, like really, you know, questioning it because I haven't understood. You know, I'm not using belief to understand. And this is very important. Like, you know, generally with devotion, we don't use, like we use belief. And like this is what he's pointing out, you know, because you are the person who would not believe me, but also not kind of let go from the understanding. Because another possibility is, if I'm not devotee, I will, you know, close to it, you know. I will say, okay, you know, this is something beyond time, you know, it doesn't exist, kind of. Like if I'm not devotee, then this comes and I'm not able to understand. So the quality he's finding in Arjun, he's saying like, you certainly you are devotee, but also my friend, means you have trust in me, but also you will like to be explained as long as understanding doesn't occur to you, kind of. So he's saying like, this is the probably best opportunity I can use, kind of, you know, saying like hrit, the last word he's using, hrit etat uttamam, this kind of heart is the best for what I am going to say, you know, like that is the kind of like best opportunity for me, you know, to speak to, kind of. So if anyone has any question, because this is like really a very good combination, you know, combination of trust and questioning, like both. And I think, you know, this, if this is understood, like really understood, you know, path really kind of flows. Like, you know, if that is really understood, like what that means, you know, this kind of trust, and as long as it's not understood, keep on questioning. So, Sanyaji, if you, because you are laughing and
just enjoying.
Great. So, I think, you know, yeah. Thank you.
I understand what you mean, blindly believing, but there is always also a sense in the Bhakta that if there's love, and then the rest is kind of not important. There's a lot of love, yes, there is understanding is an extra, but
yeah. You know, Yeah, I'm yeah. So she's asking, like, you know, in bhakta, in devotee, there is a love. And certainly, like, love will have this quality, you know. Like, love, I think, is not blind. Like, certainly, like, you know, if love is like, many times, like, we say love is blind, but I think that is, like, emotional. Emotions make love blind. And love means when emotions are not there. So certainly this open eye thing will be there. So of course, you know, Krishna is very right, because of course Arjuna is questioning, you know, like him. And he's saying, aparam bhavato janma, param janma vivasvata. Katham etat vijaniya tvam ado proktavani. So saying, yes, you know, it makes sense what you say, but you are born now, and this Vivaswan was born thousands of years ago. And how can you say that you are going to speak same thing, you know? Like, how is that possible that you will be speaking about same thing, you know? I don't believe, kind of, you know. And I think, you know, it's like very true. As long as someone has not seen beyond the time, like, this really makes, like, from the track of time, the question of Arjun makes sense, you know, like, you know, kind of somebody who has seen, say, from the moon, Moscow and Delhi, will say Moscow and Delhi is like three streets away. Like somebody who has seen, and somebody who has seen from the sun, he will say it's next house. And somebody who has seen beyond the galaxy will say is same house, kind of. Like, you know, like, just like giving an idea, like how how these things exist. So as long as one has not seen from beyond the time, it is very difficult to understand that how somebody can speak something thousand years back, but without being interrupted by time. And, you know, Arjun is very right, because he doesn't have that, you know, he has not seen, kind of like, you know, seeing from moon is also in time, you know. This examples I am giving are within time, you know. And what is happening is a very long leap of not kind of beyond time. So it's very difficult. Certainly I understand Arjun that it really will be difficult for him to, you know, how this man standing in front of me, who is also my charioteer, you know, kind of my servant, and saying that, you know, I can speak from beyond time. So certainly Arjun is saying that, you know, it makes, what you say doesn't make sense to me, because in time you are born now. You know, you are in front of me, your body is in front of me. Vivaswan was born thousands of years ago, and you are saying that you will be speaking same thing. You know, how is that possible? Now, Krishna speaking again. Bahun me vyatitan janman tavacha Arjun, tan aham ved sarvan natam ved parantap. So like using word for Arjuna, he's saying like parantap, you know, like somebody who understands practices. And I think it's like, you know, psychologically, like to understand this, like when something very deep has to be said, person has to be open up, kind of like open up means like really all like all the receivers open, you know, like, you know, there will be like, you know, it's called like also transmission. So there is like this transistor, you know, like a part, like somebody who is speaking has to be like that, and somebody has to be receiver, like receiving, you know, from the I think from the aliveness. And as we know, when somebody says you are so good, like suddenly all receivers open, like suddenly, you know, that happens, that psychologically, like, you know, when somebody says you are so good, suddenly, like, you know, it's automatic that all receivers are open. So this is why he's saying parantap, you know, like he's saying really you know the practice, you know. And saying this, probably, you know, Arjun would have made new receivers, you know, all old open and also some new. Certainly, like I can understand, you know, coming from that place, like he would have fully opened up. Yeah, probably something more than Kit Kat, you know. Yeah, it's like more than Kit Kat. You know? So saying like, you know, you know, Arjun, because you haven't seen, you haven't experienced from beyond time, so seeing through the time, this seems like, you know, 1,000 years back, but actually seeing from the time, you know, is like standing next to each other, kind of like if you see from beyond time, this will be I and Bhaswan standing next to each other, kind of, you know, it's like seeing beyond galaxy, you know, Delhi and Moscow, like together, like something like that. So he's saying certainly, you know, like your question is relevant, but because question is from the time, and what I am speaking is beyond the time, and in beyond time we really stand next to each other. The Bhivaswan, yeah, is the like they say in the history, like this is the first one who kind of like Bhivaswan is the first sage. You know, there is no written evidence about him, but like books talk about him that he is the first sage who spoke about, you know, all this. So that's why, you know, he's saying like Bhivaswan, yeah, is the kind of like a like they say the family of the, like we are the family of Bhivaswan somehow. Like somehow it's not recorded, but that's what they call in the book, that somehow humans are from the family of Bhivaswan. Like, you know, the oldest. Yeah. अजो अपि सन् व्ययात्मा भूतानां ईश्वरोऽपि सन् प्रकृतिं स्वाम् अधिष्ठाय संभवामि आत्म मायया। Like he's saying, like, as long as one is in the cycle of time and space, like, as long as like, probably, you know, to understand will be like, you know, if you are inside a tunnel, inside a, and tunnel is like very, very, very long. So to, when somebody speaks that there is sun, there are stars, there is moon, probably, you know, you will say is only darkness, kind of like something like that. So Krishna is saying, like, as long as, Arjun, you are like within the influence of time and space, like you see things, like through time equipment, through body, through senses. This is going to be like that, you know. This, like, you will not understand that beyond the tunnel there is like ability to see stars, ability to see sun, ability to see moon, like, and probably like this is why even if I speak about, you know, stars, moon, sun, that will not make sense. So this is why I will like to tell you about the technique, like the method, the technique, so that you can experience yourself, you can come out of the tunnel and see stars and moon and sun, and probably your questioning will go away. Saying prakritim swam adhisthai, as long as nature is dominating you, like you are being influenced by natural law, by the nature, this is going to be so, you know, like as long as you haven't gone beyond the natural law and seen that, you will say so, you know, like there is no other way from the place of honesty to speak that way, you know, like as long as you haven't experienced, this will be so.